Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
From Westchester Hills Golf Club in White Plains, Westchester Talk Radio presents the Business Council of Westchester's Entergy Day of Golf. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the proceedings, and my good buddy, the Mixmaster, Matty the K-Mac Kane, the great engineer he is. And we want to remind you, we are made possible by Shark Creative, produced by Shark Creative, and of course made possible by Entergy, India Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, where your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that Service built, and Accorda Therapeutics.
Life, science.
Yes, indeed, Mixmaster. Now, don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store of Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram, too. We are at Shark Creative. Well, despite liquid sunshine today, a wonderful event here, as always, at Westchester Hills Golf Club. Again, the Business Council of Westchester's Entergy Day of Golf. Entergy being the title sponsor and the Business Council of Westchester hosting this. And representing the BCW, we're happy to have with us once again the Senior Vice President of Membership and Programs, Sarah James. Good evening, Sarah. Good to see you again.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Well, let's talk about the Business Council and their role in this event and others like this. Tell us about it.
Sure. So the Business Council is the only membership organization for businesses in the region. We are the largest business membership organization, and we really work to promote economic growth, both for the community and for our members. We do this in a number of ways. We are very heavily live event centric. We know that when business professionals come together and meet in live settings, they are able to establish relationships and business is created. This event is our annual event. It is our annual day of golf. I've been with the Business Council 7 years, and I was saying with Marcia Gordon, our president and CEO, who's been here, I think now, at probably close to 16 years, we've never had the liquid sunshine that we had today. But that's okay. That's great. Westchester Hills is a wonderful host for us. We had our golfers here this morning ready to go in rain gear and had a wonderful brunch before we decided where we would stay
inside. It was delicious, by the way. It was really good.
Absolutely delicious. And so now they're coming back for cocktails and dinner and more networking, which is really what we do very well.
And we want to acknowledge some of the sponsors, Sarah. Sure. The presenting brunch sponsor was Tompkins Mayo Pack Bank.
Yes.
Tournament sponsor, the Tournament Cup sponsor of Varta. Also, the presenting dinner sponsor, La Chase Construction. Mm-hmm. Also, we have the golf sponsor of the golf carts, Mark's Paneth, and much, much more. So many wonderful businesses helping out to put on such a fantastic event like this.
Absolutely. And they always look forward to coming together to do this. And so we'll do it again, and we'll have different types of sunshine.
Yeah. And, of course, we have another event that's coming up. We should let you know just in a couple of days, the racing and rolling event with the BCW Rising Stars.
Yes.
That we had.
That'll
I'm sure
be up
you'll
in
be there for that also.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll see business professionals not only network, but they'll bowl and they'll race in the cars as well. It's a great program.
That's a Grand Prix of New York, Husbands Hudson up in Mount Kisco. We were there last year. It was a lot of fun. We're going to do it again. So it's events like these, Sarah, that give people an opportunity to network with professionals, make face-to-face contact on a day like this and other events like it, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we host over 80 live events a year, and this is just one. This is the only golf event, but there are many others where we're focusing on networking, our evening networking programs, what I call our content sharing pieces, where we have guest speakers and panelists and keynote speakers. We just had a People's United Bank leadership conversations just yesterday evening. So there are all different types of ways that businesses can come together.
And naturally, you know, with the golf course, I mean, that's a great way to make contacts. If you play golf, it's an opportunity to, you know, talk business or whatever it may be. I mean, the golf course is ideal for that.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've, as we've said, we've been really lucky in past years with our weather, and we've known that our members have gone out in the golf carts and had a wonderful day. So they're coming back in now to have a wonderful evening.
And again, as far as this event, I think over 120 businesses were expected to be represented here today in total.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We pretty much sell out almost every year for this program.
You do. So you sell out well ahead of time before the event comes up, right?
Yes. I've yet to have a year where I get to have my own golf cart and ride around to meet the people, because we always have our members in the carts on the golf course.
Yeah, specifically 120 of Westchester's top business and community leaders all expected to be here today, and they always have a good time with this.
Absolutely.
If anybody would like more information about becoming a member, with the Business Council who are listening to this show, where can they get in touch with you? You deal with membership every day, so
yes,
should they contact you?
Yes, they do. Absolutely. So on our website at thebcw.org, there's a link to connect for membership, and then, of course, my email is sjames@thebcw.org, or call the office the old-fashioned way, 914-948-2110.
Sounds good. Well, Sarah, always good to see you, and I'm sure we'll see you again on Thursday.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Have fun tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Sarah James, ladies and gentlemen, Senior Vice President of Membership and Programs for the Business Council of Westchester, which is hosting the Entergy Day of Golf. Entergy, the title sponsor here today.
I guess one could say this interview was a hole-in-one.
You got that right. A hole-in-one indeed. Thank you, Mixmaster Matt. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. And just a reminder, this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Again, we're coming to you live from Westchester Hills Golf Club. We're going to step aside for this short break, and we'll be back with more of the show right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Westchester Hills Golf Club in White Plains for the annual Business Council of Westchester Entergy Day of Golf. Good evening to you. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and my good buddy, the Mixmaster, Matty the K-Mac Kane, the great engineer he is. And we want to remind you, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Home Health Care and Rehabilitative Care, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring fine paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA.
Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility.
You got that, Mixmaster. And yes, we are broadcasting live from Westchester Hills. Again, this is the Business Council of Westchester's Entergy Day of Golf. Entergy is the title sponsor. And again, over 120 business leaders and community leaders expected to be at this wonderful event each and every year. And we have with us here as our next guest, a good friend of ours. We've talked to him before. His name is Akhil Kumar. He's a partner with Arch Global Advisors. And as you may recall, they hosted a golf outing recently at Engelbert Golf Club up in northern Westchester. And it's good to see you again, as always, Akhil.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me, Jim and Matt. Welcome to a great event again.
Yeah, we had a wonderful time up there. And today, even with the liquid sunshine, a pretty good turnout for this annual event. You've been here before, right?
Absolutely. We've been here before. We've supported the council the last couple of years. And I must say, we did definitely salvage this day the best we could, given the weather conditions. So we really appreciate the Business Council hosting us, and look forward to a nice evening.
Yeah, so what does the Business Council mean to you and your company?
Good question, Jim. So the Business Council has been a big part of what we've done here locally in Westchester. We are a firm 15 years in history, mainly in New York City, and we recently opened up an office in Westchester in 2017 in Rye, New York. Since then, joined the Business Council. And the Council has been very instrumental in introducing us as a strategic partner, and also getting us some nice networking contacts within the Council.
And again, the focus of this Day of Golf, this Entergy Day of Golf, again, it's an opportunity to network, entertain clients and prospects, strengthen business relationships while enjoying a fun round of golf and amazing raffle prizes. That's really the crux of what this day is supposed to be all about, right?
Of course it is. And we've already spent a few dollars here supporting the cause, so we're looking forward to some raffle prizes this evening. But I will share, we met a group of people here last year at the outing, and surprisingly enough, that's the same group I'm playing in this year. So that goes to show the Business Council has been able to create some connections and really help us build our brand and our practice here in the Westchester community.
We talked to Sarah James at the outset of the show. Again, they do 80 live events all year. This is one of a
host of many events. We're going to be going to another one of theirs on Thursday in Mount Kisco, as a matter of fact. And again, the purpose, again, is to try to gain new members, make face-to-face contact. It's business networking. That's what it's really all about.
Of course it is. And I'll tell you, Sarah, Marsha, Amanda, and their whole team do a great job. They've been very instrumental in introducing us around. And, you know, you need leaders like them in the room in order to make the connections that lead to eventual business.
So, I mean, this is way more than a day of golf. I mean, playing those 18 holes, this goes much more beyond it. It's really, you know, a great cause for the Business Council. And also, you know, Entergy hosting this event as well, and, you know, drawing the kind of people that it does each and every year, making all those contacts.
Of course it is, and you'll see a wide range of businesses represented here. So if you look around the room, you'll see a lot of business owners who've been in and around Westchester for a very long time. So it's great to rub shoulders with some of the elite, and hopefully we get to make some good connections here tonight.
And for you as an avid golfer, I mean, it's another opportunity to get out and meet new potential prospects or clients as well.
Of course it is. We enjoy the opportunity to go out and support a golf outing. As you mentioned earlier, we host an outing of our own up at Englebrook, which we just had back in the month of October. These are the kind of events which you want to support, because they are the same individuals who come and support our outing. Making great connections here is what it comes down to.
Yeah, just a wonderful event, again, hosted by these two organizations here. Entergy, of course, also a proud sponsor of Westchester Talk Radio as well. So, Akilah, it's good to see you. And best of luck to you and Arch Global. I'm sure we'll see you again in the near future.
We definitely will. We'll be there on Thursday, so looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, by the way, again, it's going to be the Business Council racing and rolling with the BCW Rising Stars. And yes, we will be there. It's going to be at Grand Prix New York Spins Hudson. That's in Mount Kisco. Be sure to join us here on Westchester Talk Radio for our broadcast. Should be a lot of fun. Thank you, Akil.
Thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Akil Kumar, ladies and gentlemen, a partner with Arch Global Advisors, joining us here. And this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host. And we're going to take this short break and be back with more in just a moment.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live this evening from Westchester Hills Golf Club in White Plains. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's Entergy Day of Golf. Good evening to you. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and my good buddy, the Mixmaster, Matty the K-Mac, and our great engineer. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Durante Reynolds, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals. Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years. J.P. McHale Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement. Michael Labriola, Inc., their last name is the first name in landscape. And Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills
and new pool expansions.
Thank you, Mixmaster. And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram. We are at Shark Creative. Well, if you just joined us, yes, we are broadcasting live here from Westchester Hills in White Plains. And again, we want to acknowledge some of the sponsors helping out this wonderful golf outing. The Tournament Cup sponsor is Varta. The presenting dinner sponsor tonight is La Chaise Construction. And the presenting brunch sponsor, what a great brunch that was this morning. I had to have a chance to have some of that. Tompkins Mayo Pack, just some of the many people that are really making this a huge success. And now we're joined by my very next guest. We're happy to have Sherry Brooke.
Yes.
And she is the president of a company called Harquin Creative. That's in New Rochelle, New York. And first of all, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And you've been with this now company for 26 years, right?
Yes, we founded it in 1992. My husband and I, as a brand positioning company, we do marketing, websites, PR, and we've been in business for 26 years.
What brings you out today? Is it your relationship with the Business Council? And if so, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, we've been involved with the Business Council of Westchester for a very long time, and I've volunteered on the golf committee for, you know, 6-7 years. I belong to a women's golf association. It used to be called EWGA, Executive Women Golf Association, but it just got folded into the LPGA, so now we're called the LPGA Amateur Golf Association. And to expand the offerings of the Entergy Day of Golf, I would run a seminar introducing new golfers, mostly women, to the outing atmosphere and give them a brief talk with slides on, you know, why golf for business. And then we would go out to the putting green and the golf range with the pro and have some lessons. And then they would come back in for cocktails and the dinner and kind of, you know, I'd guide them through the whole outing experience so that demystify it for them.
Are you an avid golfer yourself?
Yes, I am. I belong to this virtual women's golf club called the LPGA Golf Amateur Association. We're 250 women in Westchester, and we run multiple leagues. One of the leagues I actually captain here at Westchester Hills. It's a competitive league. And we also golf at the county courses at Sprain and Saxon, and we run clinics and mentorships, and we're a national organization, so we travel and, you know, get involved in a lot of different types of things.
Well, let's get more into exactly what you do with Harquin Creative for those who are not familiar with it, exactly what you do there.
Well, I'm a designer by training, and so my husband and I founded the company back in 1992, just when everything was becoming digitized and computerized, and we merged, you know, our two businesses together. And we know we serve mostly institutional clients in Westchester, government entities, healthcare, and nonprofit and educational. So we've been around the block a long time. We know a lot of people, and, you know, Marsha Gordon and the BCW crew have always been very supportive of us as a business, and, you know, we're just happy to do anything we can to support the BCW.
Since you and your husband first established that company, you've seen not only that grow, but, you know, technology has evolved over the years. And what can happen in 26 years?
It's definitely changed. It's been a constant, you know, learning, growing. Nothing has stayed the same for more than a year or two. It's constant, you know, learning curve, embracing whatever new technology or media is coming down the pike. And, you know, what makes it great now is Google. You can just Google, like, how do I do this? How do I learn about this? And you just start going down the rabbit hole to embrace a new medium.
And what's your clientele like?
My clientele is government. We have two nice contracts with the Workforce Development Board, Westchester Putnam Workforce Development Board, Unitex, a healthcare client, healthcare laundry, Madison Approach Staffing. We seem to be finding a sweet spot in the workforce sector because of, you know, all of our work with the Department of Labor and the Westchester County. So we're mostly institutional, B2B.
If anybody would like more information about your fine company, where can they reach you?
They can go to harquin.com.
Harquin.com. So what was that? And again, it's based in New Rochelle.
Yes.
Is there a phone number they can call, or does they just go online and check it?
914-738-9620.
And what are your business hours normally?
You know, 8 to whenever.
Monday through Friday, right?
Yeah, Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, 8 to 7. You know, we're around.
That's good. Well, Sherry, we appreciate you joining us, and enjoy the festivities this evening.
Thank you so much.
Sherry Bruck, ladies and gentlemen. Again, she's president of Harquin Creative. They're located out of New Rochelle here in Westchester. And if you just joined us here, Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live from Westchester Hills Golf Club in White Plains for the Business Council of Westchester's Entergy Day of Golf. My name is Jim Cleefield, and we're going to step aside for this short break. I'll be back with more of the show right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live tonight on a festive evening from Westchester Hills Golf Club in White Plains, as we're here for the Business Council of Westchester's Entergy Day of Golf. Entergy, the title sponsor and a proud sponsor of Westchester Talk Radio as well. Good evening to you. I'm Jim Cleefield, along with my good friend, the mix master, Matty the K, Matt Cain, our extraordinary engineer, he is. And we want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and the Court of Therapeutics.
Life, science.
That indeed it is, Matt. And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store of Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and always, please follow us on Instagram. We are at Shark Creative Andrew C. Shark, as a matter of fact. I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest. We have Steve Stern with us. We talked to him before. He's a CPA and managing partner with Stern Business Management. They're located in Armagh. Good to have you, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us here. What does the Business Council mean to you as far as your being here tonight?
I mean, the events that the Business Council puts on are great networking opportunities. There's great people who are involved. They put on great events. Unfortunately, we got rained out today with the golf, but I've been to the outing in previous years. It's a great time, and most of the events are just a perfect place to meet great people.
So, like, when did you first get involved with the Business Council?
Years ago, when I first decided to work for myself and leave my first firm, the first thing I did was join the Business Council. So it was recommended by a lot of people that you need to get in there, you need to meet people, and hopefully I'm going to start getting involved a little more in the council and different events.
Would you say the council is kind of a liaison for you with any business partnership?
Definitely, yeah. They just do a great job. They have so many opportunities, so many different events to attend, whether you're member or not, and it just gives you an opportunity to meet and network with really good people and good business partners.
Yeah, they do 80 live events a year, and again, we want to acknowledge some of the sponsors of today's event, if I may. Again, the Tournament Cup sponsor, Varta, the presenting dinner sponsor. We also have LaChase Construction here, the presenting brunch sponsor, Tompkins Mayo Pack Bank, also the the gold sponsor for golf cars, Mars Paneth, and also the gold sponsor for the Golf Flags, Pell Wealth Partners. Just a host of great sponsorships here tonight, and the great support that they give the Business Council of Westchester every year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now let's talk more about what you do for those who may not be familiar with your company, Stern Business Management. And how many years has that been around?
The company's been around technically since the beginning of the year, but in some capacity, I've had my own company since 2010. So under a couple different names, different mergers, different partnerships, but kind of the direction going in right now is providing outsourced business services to small, medium-sized businesses, including advanced tax planning strategies for both business owners as well as higher-income individuals.
Yeah, I mean, the tax laws change each and every year. They get more and more complicated, and that's where people like yourself as a CPA can kind of navigate them through the process, right?
Absolutely. I like to provide a more proactive service rather than reacting to different scenarios throughout the year. And you know, depending on what happens tonight with the elections, we might have different tax code again after everything changed at the end of last year. So we'll see what happens.
Well, as the old saying goes, the only thing permanent is change, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you're definitely going to see a little bit of a change, but you know, at the end of the day, what we try to do is kind of stay ahead of the curve, provide, like I said, a proactive service, more about planning than just kind of reacting and putting fires out.
So as far as your clientele, what are some of the most frequently asked questions that you get from them? Let's say somebody's coming to you for the very first time and they need your services. What do they ask?
Usually it's, what can I deduct?
Right?
How can you save me more
money? Always looking for that
taxes.
Tax deduction,
so,
right?
You know, that's generally it. And a lot of times, you know, I wouldn't say my competition, but a lot of more just tax preparation focused firms will not necessarily give great advice. They'll just see, you know, what can we get away with versus there's a lot of strategies that are out there for especially businesses that are making money, profitable businesses, where you can kind of plan ahead, plan for the future, and get tax efficiency at the same time.
You're always looking for it, right?
Absolutely.
Anybody would like more information about your company, where can they reach you in Armagh?
You can go to our website, www.sternbusiness.com. We have a Facebook page. You can always reach out directly to me at sstern@sternbusiness.com, and more than happy to help out and answer any questions.
Well, Steve, it's good to have you on with us once again. Enjoy the festivities tonight.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Stern, ladies and gentlemen, managing partner CPA with Stern Business Management. They are located in Armagh here in Westchester. If you just tuned in, this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. My name is Jim Cleefield. This is the Business Council of Westchester's Entergy Day of Golf. We're going to take this short break. More in just a moment.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Westchester Hills Golf Club here in White Plains in the heart of Westchester, as we're here for the Business Council of Westchester's Entergy Day of Golf. Good evening to you. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and my good buddy, my sidekick, the McMaster, Maddie the K-Mac Kane, our great engineer. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Home Health Care, and Rehabilitative Care, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring fine paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA.
Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility.
You got that right, Matt. Yes, indeed. This is the BCW's Entergy Day of Golf, and despite the liquid sunshine, a very festive atmosphere here tonight inside Westchester Hills Golf Club. And joining us, our very next guest, we're happy to have with us, the president of Levitt First Insurance. They're located in Tarrytown. His name is Ken First. Ken, good to have you with us this evening.
Thank you very much, Jim.
And you've come to this event before. You've worked with the Business Council, I take it?
Yes, I have, for many years.
And what does it mean, partnering with the Business Council?
Well, the Business Council seems to bring together some of the high-quality business owners throughout Westchester, and it's great for us just to meet each other, share ideas, network. It's a great group of people.
Let's talk about more what you do now. Levitt First Insurance, how many years has that been around?
We will be celebrating our 50th anniversary next year.
Is that right?
Correct.
So it all began in 1969, right?
Very good. You calculated that in your head?
I know. It's 50 years. It's hard to believe it's gone by that quickly. I mean, what makes this stand out from other insurance companies? I mean, what makes it different?
I would say our 65 employees is what makes it different. We add a value of customer service to our clients that you do not see in a normal publicly held or large insurance brokerage. We're able to really handhold and give, you know, white glove service to our clients.
you have four different categories that you serve as far as clientele?
Correct. We break our business into four different divisions. One for your typical home, auto type insurance, but for high-end targeted people, people that have a house of $1 million or more. And that's where we're able to really differentiate some of the special services that we provide them. For example, we videotape our clients' homes so they have a permanent record of what's inside their home. No one else does something like that. And then we have three different divisions that specialize in businesses. One, that we have 15 people in our office that just handle people in businesses within the construction industry. And then we have 12 people in our office that handle the real estate industry. And then we have a whole other division that just handles your general business owner who might own a manufacturer, distributor, restaurant, and so forth. So those four divisions are how we divide up our office.
And that's what it's really all based on. That's what you've been doing now for 50 years?
Correct.
And again, so your clientele basically is right around Westchester, or do you go far beyond that too?
We're based in Westchester, but pretty much service the tri-state area. So, as you know, we have very large businesses that might be based in New Jersey, Long Island, Connecticut, but with facilities or manufacturing locations around the country or around the world. But as long as they're based around the tri-state so that we could service the CFO, the CEO, the leaders of the company, that's what we specialize in.
What does this particular event mean to you here? Of course, in the Business Council hosting this, Entergy is the title sponsor. The opportunity for businesses like yourself to kind of chance to network, make face-to-face contact, maybe make potential clients along the way?
Well, I think the attendance by itself shows what a successful event this is and how many people it draws. And even in a rainy day like this when there's no golf and you have 100 and somewhat people out here just, you know, seeing each other. Many of us have become friends over the years and just exchanging ideas, talking about what the latest things are out there.
Yeah. I mean, despite the liquid sunshine, as I call it today, I mean, right. It did not deter the great turnout that we're seeing tonight.
No, we had a lot of people here this morning and now almost everyone's back here for this evening's activities.
So getting back to what you do, so what are some of the most frequently asked questions that you get from your clients? Or let's say somebody is coming to you for the first time needing your services. What they would ask?
Well, it depends. You know, if it's an individual looking for, you know, quality insurance for their home and autos, you know, then we're trying to teach them how to prioritize the catastrophic exposures and not worry about the little things that they could afford to repair or replace, but to focus and allocate their insurance dollars towards, you know, making sure they have enough liability protection, make sure their home has the broadest coverages out there in the market. If it's a business owner, we basically say, let us, you know, we want to do a full holistic review of their policies and so forth to make sure they're not exposed to, you know, the ever-changing world of insurance, you know, cyber risk right now with people getting hacked. You know, are you correctly protected for that type of exposure? Or with the Me Too movement, are you protected for, you know, the possible lawsuits that might come from that?
Yeah, and as you said, also, you serve high-end clients, but even high-end clients, I mean, have questions and they have certain needs, and that's where you come in, right?
Correct. Quite often, the high-end clients are so busy running their businesses or, you know, doing other things that they haven't had time to look at their personal exposures, and we find them almost constantly that they've left off this or there's a gap in their coverage and so forth.
Well, if anybody wants more information, they can call you, I guess, during the week, or what are your hours?
You know, we follow normal business hours, but all of my clients have my cell number, and I get reached on the weekends and nights also. But, yep, they can reach me at 914-457-4252 at any point.
All right, well, sounds good. Well, Ken, it is good to have you with us here, and enjoy the festivities tonight.
Thank you very much, Jim, for inviting me over here.
We appreciate it. Ken First, ladies and gentlemen, president of Levitt First Insurance. They're located in Tarrytown, New York, here in the heart of Westchester. Once again, this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. My name is Jim Cleefield. Again, this is the Business Council of Westchester's Entergy Day of Golf. We'll be back in just a minute.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on this election day here at Westchester Hills Golf Club in White Plains, New York. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's Entergy Day of Golf. Entergy, the title sponsor. Good evening. I'm Jim Cleefield, along with my good buddy, the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our great engineer. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower, Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. Also, Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals. Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years. J.P. McKell Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement. Michael Labriola, Inc., their last name is the first name in landscape. And Salem Golf Club.
A lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool expansion.
That's right, Matt. Well, this is the Business Council of Westchester's Entergy Day of Golf, and despite the liquid sunshine, it certainly has not deterred a wonderful turnout for this annual event. It's been going on for more than 14 years, and we're pleased to have with us here a gentleman who has been involved with the council for a number of years. He's the Executive Vice President and COO. That's John Ravitz. Good evening, John.
Thanks for being here.
Well, tell us about this wonderful event. You've been involved with the council for many, many years, right?
Well, it shows the testament of our membership. The fact that, unfortunately, this year in 2018, our golf outing got rained out not once, not twice, but today was our third attempt, and it was an awful day. But we have over 100-plus people here this evening who came back to Westchester Hills Country Club so that they could, again, be together, could continue to build relationships, continue to make new relationships in terms of how, you know, again, what we do on a daily basis is to really help our members grow their businesses by helping them build those relationships, by putting them in the room with folks that hopefully can be helpful and can be collaborative in working with them. And so tonight is just another example of what the Business Council does on a daily basis on behalf of our members.
Well, let's point out, this is one of a host of events you do every year. 80 live events, I was told, right?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. And again, it's an opportunity for businesses of all sizes really to begin to have your presence felt in Westchester County.
Tell us more about your role as Executive VP and what you do.
Well, besides being the Chief Operating Officer, I also head up all of our government relations. And one of our key foundations at the Business Council of Westchester, on behalf of the business community, is to advocate for them on all levels of government, county, state, and federal. And so we have a very robust advocacy program. We have a yearly legislative agenda that is created and published and sent out to all elected officials on all levels of government. And then we get involved in issues that some are positive, that we want to see government move forward on, that will help our members. And on the flip side, sometimes legislation is drafted that is actually going to have a negative impact. And we want to make sure that our elected officials really understand what the unintended consequences can be on businesses if these bills become law.
As an organization, you really have to have your finger on the pulse of what's going on there, right?
Well, it really is our responsibility to do just that. We owe it to our members to make sure that if there are things going on, again, on all levels of government, that they know about it. And our Government Action Council is one way of doing it. Our political leadership series is another. We just had one last week really talking about the 2018 elections and what it means for the business community in Westchester County and throughout New York State. And so, again, our role is to really, again, make sure that we have a pulse on what's happening and we make sure our members know what's going on in all those areas.
And again, it is Election Day. Your listeners, hopefully everybody went out and did their civic duty today.
Polls are open until 9 o'clock. People should make sure that they do it. It is probably one of the most important things that no matter what party you're registered in, that you really exercise that right, because there are still people around the world that are dying to try to have that right.
Yeah, that's right. It's a right that everybody really should exercise, and as I said, you know, no matter what party you're for, do your civic duty. Go out and vote.
100%.
Yeah. So let's look ahead. Now, of course, we have another event we're doing with the council, and we just talked about this. So we're going to be in Mount Kisco on Thursday. Again, it's the Racing and Rolling with the BCW All-Stars. I was there last year. He was there. We had a wonderful time. It's at a place called Grand Prix New York Spins Hudson. Tell us about that. Kind of give us a little sneak preview of what that is.
Well, one of our signature events is every year we do our Rising Stars, in which we honor 40 Westchester business leaders who are under the age of 40. And really want to make sure that we honor the work that they're doing, but also we don't want it to be a one-shot deal. So what we've done is we've created a Rising Star Alumni Association. So that even though you might get your Rising Star Award in 2018, the next day you're part of our Alumni Association. And the Alumni Association continues to meet, continues to help build relationships, and each year they hold an event in which they give proceeds to one non-for-profit in Westchester County. And so Thursday night will be just another example of this group really continuing to stay engaged in Westchester County, using their leadership skills and their connections to make an event that's really going to help a non-for-profit.
Well, Westchester Talk Radio will be broadcasting live there. We really look forward to it. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Again, that's John Ravitz, again, President and COO, Chief Operating Officer of the Business Council of Westchester, which is hosting the Entergy Day of Golf. Entergy, not only the title sponsor, but a proud sponsor of Westchester Talk Radio. My name is Jim Cleefield. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.